This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Appreciate the effort, Chime, because we're on an all end of summer rejoin theme. But how do you, I don't know, who is that?
Alan Jackson.
Okay, I appreciate that. But
so we got the double hitter here?
Yeah, you either go with Eddie Cochran, who had the hit with the original, or you go with the Who on this radio show.
Greg, I don't know who Eddie Cochran is.
Okay.
I didn't know this was a cover. I figured,
you didn't know that. You didn't know that was a cover?
Nope, had no idea.
You're an idiot.
I'm so dumb.
You are woefully lacking when it comes to music knowledge.
What, music that was made in like the 60s? I'm sorry.
I mean, I know you kill it when it comes to fantasy football. But,
yeah, always. I tried to hit a double out of the park here. We got the Summertime song and Alan Jackson, who you mentioned earlier on the program.
Yes,
you know?
I did.
Just trying to tie it all together, man.
Yes, I did. Well, end of summer. Weather's going to be great, though. Shime, you want to open up the window world, the Boston weather window, in Curtis's absence, if you could, because Curtis is flexing day number 97 this year. What do we got coming this weekend?
Well, Greg, it's currently 67 degrees and cloudy here in the city of Boston. We might get a little rain later this evening, but it's only like a 40% chance of rain, so could be kind of scattered showers. But then the weekend itself looks gorgeous. Sunny in 73. Sunny and 73, sunny and 74. That's your three-day weekend right there. Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Beautiful Labor Day weekend.
You can get a whole house full of new energy-efficient windows installed for $99 a month from Window World of Boston. So go to windowworldofboston.com. I have heard from the great acrobatic on the personal text machine, as LB used to call it, on two topics. Number one, live performance roadshow, yes, all in, all over it. In fact, he is heading out on tour in November, so maybe an opportunity. We are heading back to Newport on October 1st, I think. Is that the Friday?
Yes.
We will be in Newport, Rhode Island, where we were last year, for the Newport Car Show, which is awesome. We had Jay Leno on the show. I'm assuming that Jay Leno will be with us again when we head to Newport.
The show will be October 3rd, the Friday. Okay. Yes, right. We'll head up the 2nd.
All right. Sure. October 3rd. And so maybe we could get Acrobatic to do it there, or we could save it for a spring road show. And also, in the humble opinion of Acrobatic, it is mayonnaise and ketchup, a both and situation, not an and or situation. He appears to be on Team Coco when it comes to French fries.
Yes.
And the mayonnaise. Wiggy.
So he has to have his mayonnaise and ketchup together.
Combo of the two of them.
Yeah. Usually that's on a burger.
And French fries.
A combo mint, I would call that, if I could be so bold.
Yeah, I don't put mayonnaise on anything.
I understand that.
Yeah.
You've made that very clear.
I've had a burger, a Whopper Jr., or a Whopper comes with mayonnaise, and I'll eat it. But it's the combo. But if I had to choose, just give me the ketchup. I don't need your mayonnaise.
603 text with regard to Shime says, woefully lacking in Lawrence Taylor knowledge as well. Yeah, you are correct about that.
Nah.
You are correct about that.
I'm pretty spot on. It's fine. Just because I don't want people to have their jerseys retired.
That was a rough one right there.
It was a rough one.
LT.
But Sean went running backs in the fantasy draft last night.
Smart.
So.
Sure did. Loaded up, baby. Top tier backs. There's a million receivers out there. And there's a bunch of them that have a lot of opportunity. So I'm very, very pleased. Might run or just absolutely run the show in the Jones and Key fantasy football.
Doesn't it usually go, I don't play fantasy football. Doesn't it usually go like running backs and wide receivers before quarterbacks now?
Yeah, I mean, generally, yeah. Quarterbacks have gotten earlier and earlier just because a lot of quarterbacks also run now and mm-hmm. get a ton of rushing touchdowns. So they're just more valuable now than they've ever been. So you see guys like Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson.
You're
just go
such
way
a
earlier,
Lamar but. Stan. I can't believe you waited on that.
I did not take Lamar Jackson last night.
Who's your quarterback?
My quarterback's Jordan Love. I waited till very, very late in the draft to take a quarterback. I think it was like 13 rounds or whatever it was.
Micah Parsons' teammate.
Yep, exactly. I figured they might be the best team in the NFC, which means he might win MVP. So, you know what? Maybe I'll toss him on my fantasy team.
That's interesting. Jerry Jones was willing to trade Micah Parsons to an in-conference opponent. And
that they play this year.
Yeah, and did the Patriots even throw in? Because if you're like, all right, not that you would take less, but maybe if you had the same deal and you're Jerry Jones, maybe you're like, you know what, I want to get Micah Parsons out of the NFC. Mm-hmm. So if we do have to face a team in the playoffs or in a conference championship.
We played it during They Said It earlier this morning. He thinks it was a brilliant move. Like, he thinks he made a great move for the football team.
We did think it was in the best interest of our organization, not only the future, but right now, this season as well. We've gained a Pro Bowl player in an area that we had big concerns in, on the inside of our defense. Micah Parsons did an outstanding job for us for 4 years. And a little bit of the way Herschel Walker may have had his greatest contribution to the Cowboys, what he brought to us when he left could be a tremendous thing for our fans and the success of this team. We not only gives us 4 first-round picks over the next 2 years, we not only do that, nothing says we can't use some of those picks right now to go get somebody right now. Don't rule that out.
Don't rule that out,
mm-mm.
Jerry says. Don't rule that out.
Jerry's like, Jerry's clueless on this one. It's like Shime, who's like, Jalen Hurts is going to win MVP, but doesn't take him in fantasy.
He didn't take him.
Yeah, I didn't have a chance to.
Oh, he's gone.
He wasn't available with your first pick?
Well, I'm not going to take him with the first pick. Are you nuts?
He's MVP.
So?
He could throw touchdowns, run touchdowns. I feel like if you can get a quarterback like that, I would take that guy. Or Lamar, too. Lamar would have been a good one.
Yeah, I'm not taking a quarterback in the first round, Wiggy. Mm-hmm. Sorry, first 2 rounds.
I don't get Jerry Jones, man. He is – I don't know. I'd have to hear if there's one person out there that thinks that this was a good trade. Other than Jerry Jones.
It's a great trade for the Packers.
Their last names are all Jones.
Yeah, other than the Jones family. And even then, I'm not even sure if Stephen Jones.
Well, here's a text for you. Now you're probably going to insult the person like
of
you
course.
Did every listener and say they don't
not
know.
Every listener.
You said every listener. You said, just to be clear, you said earlier, nobody who listens to this show knows anything about football.
No,
it's
I
just
said
you.
Some people.
It's just you. But anyway, I think it's here's a 774 text. I think it's a good trade for the Cowboys. They were 7-10 last year with Micah Parsons.
Yeah, but Dak was hurt.
Yeah,
and that's why they were 7-10.
And Micah Parsons missed 4 games.
Like, if Dak's healthy for the year, they're a playoff team. It's that simple.
Where's the Jelani Tavai drop? Stay in your lane.
Sometimes they just gotta know their place.
Yes. Come on, man. Come on, listen. If you've seen Micah Parsons play, not a good trade. And if you are a team that is out there other than the Dallas Cowboys and you are a fan, you should be like, why the hell weren't we in on that guy? Unless you're like Pittsburgh and you got TJ Watt, or you're Cleveland, you got Miles Garrett. But like New England fans, I'm like, why couldn't we woken up with Micah Parsons on our team? Like, I would have gave up 2 first-round picks and, you know, Christian Barmore.
Well, I mean, we've talked about it a lot this morning, but I'm fine with revisiting it for a moment or two. The only reasons are that you weren't willing to give up 2 first-round picks, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, Elliott Wolf said he'd give up 1, so maybe you weren't willing to do that. Maybe you weren't willing to add a player in, or you're scared of the $45 million a year that you are committed to for that player for the next 3 years. Those are the only explanations.
Mm-hmm. And it's
I don't buy that Micah Parsons had a list of teams that he was only going to go to, because it's not his decision.
No, neither do I. And like I wanted to call Green Bay.
I don't buy that Jerry Jones isn't going to do business with Robert Kraft because the two of them don't get along or whatever that argument is. I mean, they did business on Joe Milton.
Right.
So I don't.
And they did business with Green Bay, who's in their conference. It's, if you think that and you think this is stupid, it sounds, you know what this reminds me of? And I said this off air a while back, but I'll say it on air. It reminds me of all the morons out there who are like, yeah, why would you give up 2 first-round picks for Lamar Jackson when Lamar was disgruntled? And remember, we were like, oh, man, Brady had been gone. And you're like, why not give up 1st-round picks for Lamar? And Bill had talked about Lamar. And Robert Kraft was like, well, if you like Lamar Jackson.
You know, checkbook's open.
Yeah, the checkbook. Like, this is the equivalent.
Also, hold on. Back to fantasy football for a second. You don't take Drake May? Texter pointing that out.
Ooh. No, Stiz Grimey took Drake May.
I know, but you could.
I have Drake May in a different league. I don't need him in multiple leagues.
Did Stiz take Drake with his first pick?
No. Way later.
Oh, okay.
So you could have taken him.
So you could have taken him.
Yeah, I didn't want to. I have him in another league. I don't need him in multiple leagues.
Will you take him this weekend?
You don't put all your eggs in one basket, Greg.
Will you take him this weekend?
No, I will not.
Wow. I mean, that's.
What do you mean, take him as like what?
As his quarterback.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Wiggy, he has him in another league.
Sick brag, bro.
He's in several fantasy football.
Like, how many are we talking now? Now, so you have at least 3.
I'm in 3. I had one that happened towards the beginning of August. I had one last night, and then I had one on Saturday.
So
Courtney thinks you're a real loser
now.
Do
you pay in all 3 of them?
I don't believe we're paying in this Jones and Keefe one. I think it's just a bragging rights one, but my other 2, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's the punishment in the Jones and Keefe one?
I don't know. Probably have to have dinner with Hart.
How do you do a radio fantasy football league without an extraordinary punishment?
I didn't make up the league. I didn't establish
it. I'm asking Adam and Rich.
Ooh, I don't know. That's a
good
question.
How do you not have a ridiculous punishment associated with that? It's radio. It's a bit.
Maybe you have to go to the Who with Ken.
Or maybe you got to cover yourself in mayonnaise.
Hey, there you go. That's a good one.
Number one condiment?
Yes.
That would be good.
There you go. And walk around the Boston Common.
I just can picture.
South Station, actually.
Oh, yeah, South
Station. I
can
just picture this cookout tomorrow of, like, Shime and his buddies, like, all just taking it so seriously.
It's going to be a sausage fest in more than one way.
Look at Courtney's face.
Yeah,
she's
we're
like,
we're going to be drinking and playing beer guy. Of course we are.
I'm not saying they're losers. I'm just saying.
Your face tells it all. She's like, what loses? All short king loses.
Like, I bet fights break out. Not verbal, not physical. Like, verbal arguments break out.
We don't fight.
Are significant others invited if by chance somebody actually has one?
I think they're invited. Yeah, all of us have one. Half of the people are married with kids.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Shocker. Sorry.
Studs.
None of those girls want to go to this party.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was like, I think they're invited, but I don't think they're going.
Do you do pack battles too, mid-fantasy football games?
No. Fantasy time is for fantasy.
Who's the commissioner?
It's my buddy Kevin.
Wow. Is he hosting?
Yes, he is.
Is it a potluck? Do you bring something, or is he having all the food?
I don't know. He generally cooks out on the grill. People bring some other stuff. You know,
does he have a PowerPoint of the rules and everything?
Nope. We've been in this league together now for like 15 years, Wiggy.
Whoa, 15 years. Yes. Wow.
We've known each other for a long time.
Have you ever won?
I have won a couple times.
Wow.
I won when Cam Newton had his MVP year, Wiggy. You'd love that.
Going for the three-peat.
Dynasty.
No.
So who's the dominant winner in your league then?
Frankie. My buddy Frankie. Yeah. He's won quite a bit.
He's like the Patriots
Legend.
Of your league?
Yeah. Say it like that, I guess.
Will you guys get laid that night?
The commissioner definitely will.
The commissioner.
As I said, we're like almost all of us are like married and or engaged or something. Like,
so you don't have like a
I don't understand
PowerPoint board, or does he bring like a whiteboard?
No, we have like a giant. There's like draft kits, and you just like hang it up on the wall so that you can slap the name up there with a sticker.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Yeah. Are you prepping for it, or you're gonna just kind of fly by the seat of your pants?
Courtney, I'm always prepping.
Yeah, I figured.
Come on.
Are there,
love how you guys like hate on this. Like,
no,
it's not like the biggest thing on the planet.
Are there like trades that happen?
Oh, it's listen, nobody's denying that it's
oh,
not.
Oh yeah,
giant.
It's massively popular.
Everybody's in a league. It's just funny. It's funny to Wiggy and I that Courtney can't stand
that's the funny part.
The fantasy football dudes. Yes.
Do you have trades that happen?
It's not that my husband's one of them. I just think it's like crazy when he's like huddled over his laptop and sweating. It's fake.
Yeah,
it's
I don't
all
sweat.
Fake.
This is Nate in the truck. What's up, Nate?
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
Hey, Courtney. This is our little getaway, man. For the guys that are married with kids, man. You know what I mean? I mean, you must have seen on social media how, you know. The woman walks in and the guy puts on the TV. It's preseason football. And she's freaking out, you know, because the weekends are all done. No more pumpkin picking or apple picking, and because we're all distracted in our phones.
Yeah, that's it.
Anyways, hey, Shime, real quick question: is it a PPR league that you're in, or
half PPR?
What kind of league? Half PPR. So my question is this: Derrick Henry's your first pick. Did you have a keeper or no?
No keepers.
No keeper. Right. So. Why wouldn't you go with the guy that's going to catch the ball in the backfield? Maybe like a Gentee, something like that. You know, that guy just pushed, you know, 2,000 yards in college. You know, he's going to probably have a good year. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and I'm right there with you. Get two running backs and then go for the receivers after it, because you could pick up – they're the easiest thing to pick up on waivers during the season.
So, specifically in last night's draft, Ashton Gentee got taken the pick before me anyways, so he was unavailable. But I'm also just super high on Derrick Henry as a whole this year. I am very invested in Derrick Henry to lead the league in touchdowns. I just think that there's a chance he scores over 20 touchdowns this year and kind of just dominates, which would be awesome.
My question is, then was Christian McCaffrey there? I know he's in the phone and everything, but was he? Oh, all right. So yeah, that's your best bet. All right, man. Good luck to you, brother.
Thank you.
So Shime, you don't like the PB&J or the BLT league? Which one you prefer?
PPR, point per reception, Wiggy.
Who's in the league?
The Jones and Keefe league. So it's myself, Nick, Billy, Jones, Keefe, Ted, and Stiz co-own a team. Dan Ball, Justin Turpin, Andy Hart, Fitzy, Brian, and, oh, God, I almost had all 12. Oh, wait, did I say me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of sexist, to be honest with you.
No ladies.
Good point.
We have some women who work
where's
here.
Where's Bridget?
I didn't send out the invites, man. Don't look at me. I didn't send out no invite.
I got to ask Bridget. I mean, she works with a majority of those people. I didn't get an invite. I wonder.
Well, yeah, you didn't get an invite because you hate fantasy football.
True, but I like to be included. To say no. Yeah.
Meg go get an invite?
It's probably Keith did the invites. That's probably
yeah, it's also
not,
true.
Which is okay.
Our tribal.
I really am trying with him.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
no chicks in the fantasy football league.
Is the assumption of your little group of guys that women don't know football?
No, it's the
Greg. I didn't send out invites. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know why you're throwing these questions at me. I have no answers for you.
Huh.
It's their women getaway day, so they don't want.
I'm more
women
held
around.
Up on Teddins.
They're like, no women.
No women. This is
it's our
time
escape
to get away from my wives.
It's our escape. I'm more confused about Ted and Stiz co-owning a team. That doesn't really make sense to me, but
the women should do their own fantasy football league.
They should.
I bet Travion Henderson goes first on everybody's list.
He would be my number one pick.
Probably. They're like fighting over the tripod.
Yes.
Yeah.
All the right. Package.
I'll swap my 2 second-round picks for Travion Henderson right now.
You only get 1 second-round
pick. Oh, my bad. It's not a snake league?
No, it is a snake, but you get 1 pick around.
Ooh, Travion Henderson, we'd be big in the snake.
Yeah,
the Anaconda
big in the snake
league.
Like, have you seen him in the new pants yet? I mean, it's really, it's amazing.
I haven't noticed.
Uh-huh. All right, let's get...
They're not gray sweatpants. Courtney wasn't looking.
Hey.
Let's get to Courtney and what is trending right now.
The Christian Arcan Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Sox take the final game in Baltimore 3-2, sweeping the Orioles on the road. Yesterday, Garrett Crochet went 6 innings, giving up 2 runs on 6 hits while striking out 7. Rob Refsnyder homered in his return, as did Trevor Story. The guys are back home now to take on the Pirates. First pitch at 7:10 from Fenway. We've got Peyton Tolley making his debut on the mound. And if you're looking for something great to read about Peyton, Chris Cotillo did an unbelievable article about him. His mother passed away back on May 9th and kind of going through the MLB draft without his mom everything that goes into that and what he'll be thinking about making his debut. It's a really, really good read. So if you have the time today, Chris Cotillo has that on his X account. He'll be going up against Paul Skeens. Lenny DiNardo and Coop are on the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Go Shopping, Get Rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. And in the NFL, shocking news as Micah Parsons is headed to the Packers for 2 first-round picks and defensive tackle Kenny Clark. After his trade to Green Bay, he reportedly agreed to a 4-year deal worth over $188 million with $136 million guaranteed. It's the most money ever given to a non-quarterback. And we've got some college football games to pay attention to this weekend. BC has Fordham tomorrow at 2 at home, and the Minutemen from UMass have Temple at 3:30. And of course, we are all waiting for Monday Night Football because Bill Belichick and UNC will take on TCU in Chapel Hill. That kicks off at 8 p.m.
Ohio State, Texas, Wiggy, tomorrow. Who do you like?
It's at the Horseshoe. I'm going Ohio State. It's going to be, that's I told you, was one of my leads a while back. The interest on the Arch Manning season and Texas being ranked number one, you know, all eyes are going to be on him. But I'll go Ohio State.
Curtis took Texas, right?
That is correct. Yeah. Curtis loves Texas in the over.
Okay. And the last Lobster Lovers Weekend of the summer is here, Greg. Hurry in to visit the 99 restaurant this Friday through Monday and enjoy their famous Colossal or Hot Buttered Lobster Rolls with a free 3-course meal upgrade. It's your last chance for a great deal on lobster. You got to love the nines.
Is that available? It's available all weekend.
Yes.
Okay. I can't tomorrow because I have my Fantasy Ryder Cup draft, but I will
enjoy.
I'll get in there at the 9 soon, and we will get to Hill Notes next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.